Now he says here, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Now, the Lord Jesus, in this section here, hands in his final report to the Father. He says, I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Well, he hasn't yet died on the cross. He hasn't yet risen from the dead. But you see, as far as he's concerned, God speaks of things that are not, just as if they are. And God speaks of that which is going to come, just as if it has come. And as far as he's concerned, it has. In other words, future tense for God is just as accurate as past tense. And our Lord is handing in now his final report. He says, I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. But yonder on the cross, he said, it is finished, tetelestai. It is finished. He turned in then his final report, or made the statement that it was finished. And that means your redemption is finished, and mine. And if it's finished, then you can put a period, and you and I can't add anything to it. He's already done all that is essential. Therefore, the gospel and salvation is not what God is asking you to do. It's God telling you what he's already done for you, and it's your response to that that will save you. Now, will you notice verse 5? And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now, in the epistle to the Philippians, it speaks of the fact that he emptied himself. And, of course, those who deny the deity of Christ have seized upon that statement in the second chapter, and they said he emptied himself of his deity. Well, he did not. John makes it very clear in this gospel, the Word became flesh. And that little baby reclining on Mary's bosom is God. And he could have spoken this universe out of existence. He wasn't 99 and 44 100% God. He is 100% God. And so what did he empty himself of? Well, I think he emptied himself of his prerogatives of deity. I think he laid aside his glory. We make a great deal at Christmas time of the fact the shepherds came and the angels were there and a few wise men turned up a few months later. Well, friends, that's not the way it should have been. He's the Lord of glory. All of creation should have been there. Every human being on top of the earth should have been there for that event. Back, you'll recall when General de Gaulle was buried at his funeral, Frenchmen came from all over France. Well, he was a great Frenchman, and the French people honored him. Well, when the Lord of glory is born in this earth, the whole world should have been there, but they weren't there. What happened? He could have claimed it, but he laid aside his glory. Now, when he's ready to return to heaven, he says, glorify thou me with the glory that I had with thee before the foundation of the world. Now he's handed in his report. He's now prayed for himself.